afternoon, everyone. Couple of ladies that we might want to remember in prayer too. Jimsy, who's been away for quite a while, over in India, taking care of Jan's mother. And then Marie in California, taking care of her mother. And some of the other ladies that aren't here today. So we need to remember them in prayer. It was hard for me to just disregard Mother's Day and go into Gideon, so I thought I would touch on mothers a little bit, just very simply, before we look at Judges chapter 6. And I was thinking that, you know, I'm not a mother, so it's hard for me to really get into the understanding completely of being a mother, but I love my mom. She's an amazing woman. She'll be 88 years old in July, living on her own still in a complex with other older people, but she has her own apartment, takes care of it. So I thank God for that. She has a clear mind. And so each one of us can think of our mothers. And you kids here, you know, just think about your mom. Think about how much she does for you. And you husbands, think about how much your wives do for you. They're a lot of times undervalued and underestimated and underthanked. So we want to thank all you mothers. And let's get right down to it. If it wasn't for mothers, none of us would be here. So that's pretty simple and basic. But there seems to be, I mean, men can have bonds with their dads, and girls can have bonds with their dads, and a lot of times the girls have that bond more with the dad, and the moms have it with the sons a lot of times. And so there's like a special bond there, though. The mother carries that child, not fetus, that child from conception, for 9 months approximately. And that human being is growing and nurturing and living off the sustenance and the provision, obviously from the Lord, but from the mother. And then after 9 months, and I would never want to have to go through this, they give birth. You know, a lot of mothers take drugs or you know, get a needle or whatever. Some don't. Some don't, and there's that pain. And the agonizing of giving birth to that child or twins or whatever. The mother goes through so much in order for us to be here. You mothers are amazing. I saw on a video once that they put these probes on a couple of guys in a test hospital, and it was supposed to simulate childbirth. And I don't think either one of the guys made it all the way through. They were ripping those things off. They were squirming and yelling and screaming and breathing, and finally they ripped the probes out. We can't. They couldn't go through it. It was a terrible thing, and yet you mothers go through it. It's amazing how God has provided that. But there's more to being mothers than just giving birth, isn't there? There's the nurturing, the feeding, the teaching, the training, the discipline, the prayer, the desire as believing mothers to see each one of you kids, to see each one of us come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Your mothers give so much. I have this thing I got off the internet. I knew it was on there. It took me a little while to find it because I had read this quite a while ago. So I'm going to read it to you. This mother is surprised when her son hands her a bill. He's made up a list. How she pays it leaves the little guy in tears. Now, I don't know how old he was. I'm assuming somewhere around the age of 10 to 12. But a little boy came up to his mother in the kitchen one evening while she was fixing supper. There you go. Mother working again, right? Mother's work is never done. And he handed her a piece of paper that he had been writing on. After his mom dried her hands on her apron, she read it. And this is what it said. For cutting the grass, $5. Now, I'm sure you kids would all love to get $5 for cutting the grass, right? Well, you're not going to get that in my house, I'll tell you. Okay, for cleaning up my room, and again, you're not going to get anything for cleaning your room at my house, $1. For going to the store for you, 50 cents. Babysitting my brother. Now, some of you kids have little brothers, right? And you babysit your little brothers or your little sisters. Babysitting my brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Must have been an easy kid to take care of, because I would have charged $25 for that. Taking out the trash, $1. For getting a good report card, and again, you're not gonna get anything in. You better get a good report card, period. You know, why am I gonna pay you for that? Anyways, $5. And for cleaning and raking up the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, his mother looked at him. I don't know if some of you have heard this before or not, but it's pretty neat. Well, his mother looked at him standing there, and boy, could see the memories flashing through her mind. Now, I don't know how he could see the memories flashing through her mind, but that's what this says, right? He could see she was pondering things anyways. She picked up the pen, turned over the paper he had written on, and this is what she wrote. For the 9 months I nurtured you here, while you were growing inside me there, no charge. For all the days, or all the nights that I've sat up with you, doctored you, nursed you, and prayed for you, no charge. For all the trying times and all the tears you have caused through the years, kids do that, no charge. For all the toys, for all the nights that were filled with dread and for the worries I knew that were ahead, no charge. For all the toys, food, the clothes, and even wiping your runny nose, no charge. Son, when you add it all up, the cost of my love is no charge. When the boy finished reading what his mother had written, there were big tears in his eyes. And he looked straight at his mother and said, and these would be my words too, Mom, I sure do love you. Then he took the pen, picked up his bill, and in great big letters he wrote, paid in full. Your mothers are amazing. And it reminds me of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, paid in full. You can't get any better than that. And so I thought about the Lord Jesus Christ and his relationship with his mother. And again, if we have time, or if we don't, we'll look at Gideon, because I'm sure he was influenced by his mother too. But in Luke chapter 2, Simeon meets him in the temple court, and he declares how, because now he's seen God's salvation, he saw the Lord Jesus Christ. He saw the Son of God, the Savior of the world. He said, now I can depart. Now I can die. I've seen the Savior. And it says that Joseph and Mary marveled at the words that were said of him. So there's his mother marveling at the things that are being said about her son as a baby. Of course, she knew who he was. And then in Luke 2, again, we have the, I believe it's Luke 2, the marriage in Cana, where, actually it's not the marriage in Cana, it's where the Lord Jesus was with the group, and then they thought he was with them, and he wasn't. And when they found him, he was answering questions. A young lad about the age of 12 or 13, answering questions to grown-ups, and he was astounding them with his answers. And when they found him, they said, "Why'd you do this to us?" And he said, "No, you're not. That must be about my Father's business." This is what it says about Mary in verse 51 in the NIV. His mother treasured these things in her heart. You see, a lot of times us men, okay, we got the kid, let's go. But a mother, oftentimes, and we're not all that way as men. I tend to be a little bit that way though. The mother is, "Oh, it's my child. He's here, he's safe." Protectiveness, the instinct, the tenderness, the care for that child that you mothers have over your children. And even for us husbands, sometimes, is amazing. It's an instinct, it's a power put there by God, I believe. And then in John chapter 2, the marriage supper Cana there, we have, I'm going to read this because I love this. I've pondered this for years, and it's just really a really neat relationship that maybe some people would pass off and say, "Oh, it's not that great." John chapter 2, verse 1, "On the third day a wedding took place in Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. So when the wine was gone, Jesus' mother says to him, 'They've got no more wine.'" There they are. Mom knows who he is. She's pondered. She's marveled. She's seen him in action. She's kept these things in her heart. She says, "Hey, son, they're out of wine." And so I'm going to read from the King James because it's what I'm more familiar with. "And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, 'They've got no wine. They have no wine.' Jesus saith unto her, 'Woman, what have I to do with thee?'" You see, I don't think he was chastising her. I don't think he was angry. I don't think he was upset. I think he had such a relationship with his mother. He says, "What am I going to do with you?" And so you think that would be the end of it. And he goes, "Mine hour is not yet come." It's not time for me to start doing all this stuff, to do my miracles. It's not time for me to reveal myself to the rest of the world. And so his mother stopped there, right? No. No. Because of the relationship that he had with his mother, which I'm sure was absolutely special. Imagine having a child that never sinned, that was never disobedient, that did everything you asked and more. Can you imagine having a child who was perfect? Now, are any of you kids perfect? Do any of you kids argue with your parents or say, "Man, I want to do that. Oh, I don't want to go to bed right now. Oh, don't make me do this. I don't want to eat that. I don't like this." See, do you kids act like that? Lord Jesus never did. When his mom or dad told him to do something, "Okay, I want you to sit down. I want you to eat your green beans tonight." No problem. Probably never even had to be asked. And so, as you kids grow up, you need to learn to be obedient, to become more like the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, this is what his mother says. "And his mother said to the servants, 'Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it.'" And the NIV says, "Do whatever he tells you." In other words, his mother didn't back off. "I know who he is. Son, they're out of wine. Not my time yet. Do whatever he says. Doesn't matter what it is. Do it." She had a relationship with her son that was amazing. And I hope, as mothers, you can say that you have a wonderful relationship with your children as well. And I know that there are some of us, or some, that haven't had a good relationship with mothers in the past. But you know, there needs to be forgiveness because they're your mom. The Bible says that children are to obey their parents in the Lord, and we are to honor our father and mothers. And you know, that honoring doesn't stop when you get married. That honoring continues
for as long as you live, as long as your mother or father lives.
And so, you kids, I hope you're getting this. I hope a lot of times, I know a lot of times you guys kind of tune us out up here speaking, and you get involved in other things and your mind isn't on it. But you need to realize that a lot of times when we're up here speaking, it's not just for the parents, it's for everybody. And at this time, you need to realize that God is speaking through His Word to you. That you will honor your father and mother all the days of your life. Even though you might not like what they tell you to do, you might not like what they ask you to do, you might not even like them because of some of the things they say, or the actions, or the attitudes, or the responses. And sometimes we get upset with our moms and our dads because the answer is no. Well, I want what I want. God is saying, don't do that. God is saying, when your mom and dad say no, you accept it. Because they are looking out for your best interest, just like God is looking out for your best interest. And the most important thing is that you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's the ultimate goal. That's the beginning of the ultimate goal. Okay, so here we have Jesus turning the water into wine. He didn't say, look, just because you asked me, I'm not going to do it. No, the Lord Jesus Christ had a good attitude. He had a good response. Okay, my mother said, do whatever I ask. Go get some pots filled full of water. And the servants are probably going, what? Fill the pots full of water? Okay, now, when they bring back the pots full of water, okay, now go give it to the guy that's putting on the wedding here. And the servants are probably going, We can't give him water. And when they take it and they give it to him, it's the best wine of the whole day. And the person goes, wow, most people they give us the cheap stuff at the end because we're so kind of maybe out of it a little bit. But this man has saved the best wine to the last. Why was it the best wine? Because the Lord Jesus did it. The Lord Jesus was involved. And He always does the best. And He always wants the best for us. Even though sometimes we don't think so. And so what He did was an amazing feat. And He never chastised His mother. And I love that relationship. To think that they could almost jest with each other. You know, what am I going to do with you? That affection, that love that he had for his mom. And then I'm also reminded of John 19. And I know I'm probably disappointing everybody because I'm not in Gideon, but that's okay. John 19, probably everyone's going, Christ, not in Gideon. Been a long process. John 19, let's look at verse 25. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. I can't imagine what it must have been for her. To know her son, to know who he is, to have that relationship with him, and to be standing near the cross and watching her son humiliated, agonizing, tortured for something he never did, paying the price for our sins. Suffering one of the most agonizing deaths that the Romans could think of. What it must have been for his mother to see her son dying. You know, it's a terrible thing when a child dies before the parent. But you know, I think she also knew that he had to. I'm sure he had probably told her his purpose, and she knew from the beginning, he was going to be the savior of the world. She didn't know how. And so in verse 25, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Woman, behold thy son, or dear woman, here's your son. And to the disciple, who was John, here's your mother. And from that time on, this disciple took her into his home. The love that a child, and in particular the Lord Jesus Christ, had for his mother. Here he is, hanging on the cross, in the most agonizing, torturous death that a human being can go through. And instead of saying, get me out of here, I can't do this anymore, this is terrible, this is, even to a point of, from a human point of view, struggling to take a breath, struggling to say a word, sees this one. She needs somebody. I'm not going to be here anymore. There's John. Mom, I want you to take John as your son. John, I want you to take my mom as your mom. I want you to take care of her. And in his last dying words, or one of the last dying words, he made sure his mother was taken care of. The love, the child, your mother. Thank God. Thank God for such love. Because the same love that he had for her, he has for you and I. The love of forgiveness, the love of care, the love of provision, the love of salvation, and the love that lasts eternity that will never let us go. So hopefully today, you women will remember that you're loved. And maybe us guys don't express it enough. We don't thank you enough. We don't do enough. But the list is endless from our point of view. We just don't. We're just men. Sorry. I wish I could say that we're more on the perfect side. But we're probably more on the imperfect side. But the Lord Jesus is perfect. So remember that you are loved. Even though we feel the same. I'm just going to end there. Father in heaven, we thank you for your love. It truly is amazing. Truly, Father, we should be trembling in your presence. The greatness of God to give his son for us. Help us, Lord, to express our hearts to you in thankfulness and appreciation and praise and in worship. And help us, Lord, that every one of us, boy or girl or man or friend, to express our thankfulness and love and appreciation for our mothers. We thank you for mothers. We love them. And we pray that you will help us to be better children and better spouses. And as we pray in Jesus' name, amen. You dismissed early.